Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is going to come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I just hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. And I want to take this podium and this opportunity to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, last 48 hours, 24 hours, last 8 hours, seconds ago. We want you to know that you're not alone in your hour of bereavement, and that God has sons and daughters all around this planet that are praying for you and with you. Hallelujah, that God will bring back, hallelujah, joy and restoration unto your spiritual soul. Hallelujah. Just thank those of you that so kindly continually to tune in to the Old Ship of Zion, just being a loyal and faithful listener. And for doing so, God has got a blessing engraved. Did you hear what I said? I said, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. He knows your name. He knows your city and state. He knows your address. He knows your telephone number. He knows your identification number, your driver license number, your social security number. So he will not get it wrong. He will not get it twisted. God will send your blessings to the correct participant. So I just thank you so kindly and so graciously for tuning in tonight, and every time that the Old Ship of Zion come across the airwaves, that you tune in. And I just thank you from the depths of my very soul. And so we're going to take this opportunity as we come across these skyways and airwaves, we fail not to reference our Lord and our Savior. I want to present him to some and introduce to others. His name is Jesus Christ. He is our Rabbi. He is a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. And so we're going to go down in prayer at this time and give him acknowledgement and praise for enabling us to gather together around this world. Bow your heads, if you will, please. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity once again, God, around this spectrum. But God, we know that this soil that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know that you have lying in waiting, God, a home that's not built by mortal man. But you are the architect and you are the creator, God. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue on, moving on and upward, God, in your will, in your way, mounting up from the four corners of this world, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, God, on this morning to anoint these lips of clay. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again may not know of you, the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. Father God, we won't take your glory. We won't take your praise. But we will give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, mighty, marvelous name. And let the temple of God say, amen and amen. All right, I want you to get comfortable. I imagine you're probably already in your leisure wear, in your jammies, and you've probably already got your slippers on, but what have you. I want you to just come aboard on this morning. Bring all your digital toys, I call them. Bring your tablets and your iPhones and your laptops and your just whatever. Just bring your gadgets. That's what I'm trying to say. Just bring all your digital gadgets aboard, because we are in need of them. We are in a high-tech dimensional world, and so we are in a digital formatting system. And so we no longer need to carry our handheld Bibles. Of course, that's good. I'm not saying do not carry your Bibles to church, because that is a good thing to recognize and let others see that you are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you carry God along with you also with your digital devices as well. But we're going to now take you on into a program that's already in progression. And so our theme on tonight, entitled, I'm Invisible. I want to repeat that. I'm Invisible. And we will take our first key scripture, and it says this: the Lord gives power to the weak. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 40 and 29. All right, we're going to move on down to our second key scripture, and it reads this. It says that the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Scripture reading, my sister and my brother, coming out of the law of Deuteronomy 33 and 27. And our text tonight is geared toward does God really care? Now, with all the chaos and with all the devastation that's going on across the nation, you know, us as being a human being and just made out of clay, we sometimes ponder the thought, does our Creator really care? Well, I come to serve you, notice. I come to set your heart at ease that our Lord, our Savior, our soon coming Messiah, our Rabbi, our Rose of Sharon, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords cares. He cares about you. He cares about the well-being of you. And God loves you. And he went on the Calvary cross to prove his love for you and I. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of an individual that said something in a meeting. And of course, no one had responded. So the person repeated it again, and no one responded. Her co-workers just ignored her, and she realized that her opinion didn't matter much. She felt it disregarded and invisible. But you might ask, Overseer Ward, what that's like. And I know sometime I've been there. I know what it's like to feel abandoned, to feel all alone, even by our own Lord and Savior. But God tell us, he said, I'll never leave you. It's you know, God's word is just as good as gold. It don't even have to be its own paper, because it's on the biblical paper. But God's word is as good as he is, meaning that God is not a man that he should lie, nor is God a son of man, I'm talking about moral man, that he should repent. So if God said it, will he not make it good? And God said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you, my son and my daughter. And the people of God, we feel that way sometimes. As a nation, We can go in the law of Isaiah 40. And we know that they believed that it was God himself who didn't see or understand them in their daily struggle to survive. We find out that the southern kingdom had been carried away captive in Babylon. And the exiled nation complaint says, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God. While Isaiah agreed that compared to God, we know that the nations are as a drop in a bucket and are counted as the small dust on the scales. He also wanted the people to know that God gives power to the weak. God give power to you and I as helpless sons and daughters, because with God, we can do everything. But without God, you and I can do nothing, and we are nothing. And so God give power to the weak and strength to those who need it. We find out that if they had waited on the Lord in Isaiah, he would renew their strength. They would have mounted up like wings of eagle. They would have run and not weary. So when you and I are feeling invisible or disregarded, I want you to remember this one thing, that God does see you and he cares. All you got to do and I got to do is wait on him, and he will give you renewed strength. We know that as frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Thy mercy, how tender, how firm to the end. Our maker, our defender, our redeemer and friend. Even when you and I don't sense God present, we know that his loving care is all around us. Hallelujah, bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We know that Jesus cares about us. Whatever you're going through, those of you that are listening out there in my live digital audience on this morning, I don't care if you're going through a divorce petition, a divorce decree, you're being sued, your doctor has given you a fatal slip, said just go on home and die, there's nothing else we can do for you. But I want you to believe the report of God. I want you to take that doctor's slip and tear it into shreds, because Jesus Christ said that by my stripes, my 39 stripes that I took across my back, you are healed. And all you got to do, my sister and my brother, on this morning is believe the report of the Lord. We know that the doctor can give us his definition of what our life is. Is as far as our living life long longevity. I cannot get that out. Only God can give us the time and the date of our departure. The doctor can only give us a brief outline of our life destiny. Sometimes the doctor can give you 6 months and you can live a year. Sometimes he give you a year and you live 6 months. Well, you know that was God whom stepped in and gave you that extra 6 months. But I'm telling you on tonight, you're not counted out until God says it's over. It's not over until God says it's over. So I want you to believe the report of God. Because he said that by my stripes you are healed. So no matter what the doctor is telling you, I want you to believe God and take God at his word. We know that doctors can fumble, they can stumble, they can make mistakes because they are human, made of clay just like you and I. But God is a spiritual divinity. He's a spiritual deity, God, that has never lied, and he's not ever going to lie. God has never had a blemish on him or on his name. So God has a status of superior, superb, hallelujah, showmanship, deityship. We know that he's the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He's sitting right now in the heavenly dominions. He's not sitting on the left, not sitting in the rear, not sitting on the side, not sitting in the middle, but he's sitting on the right of his Father. So I don't care what you're going through. If you're going through a battle, or maybe the system of trying to remove your children from the home, maybe something has come about in the home, and so they want to remove your children out of the home to do an investigation. But we can pray that God will turn things around in your favor, and your children or grandchildren or whoever you're caring for, your niece or nephew, your family members, or just children that you love, of a friend, some that you have adopted, God can turn things around in your favor. All he asking you to do, you got to do your part, is to ask in his name. He said, whatever you ask in my name, and believe it, and not doubt that you shall have it. If you say unto this mountain, move here or there, then it shall be done unto thee. So we know that God has an excellent track record. He's never failed. He's never faltered. He's never lied. He do not sleep, nor does he slumber. But God sit high and he look low over the good and the bad and the not so good, the evil and the devastation place. Every second, every minute, every hour of the day, of the month, of the year, in our world, in our global world. Hallelujah. So I want you to understand this one thing. Jesus, hallelujah, is as real today as he was when he walked on this earth. Even though he doesn't move among you and I physically, but by the Holy Spirit, he is here. He's there and he's everywhere. He's a continued living present outside of us and inside of you and I. There may be a terrifying thought for some. Perhaps you don't like yourself, or you're contemplating all the bad things that you've done. Insecurity and sin can create a sense of fear, awkwardness, and clumsiness. But we know that in Jesus' presence, we can think on what you know about him, what he's done in your life, what miracle he has performed. May it be money in the mail in the form of a check in your bank account. Somebody brought it to you. May it be a healing in your extremities, a family member, a friend, a colleague, a business partner. But you know that God stepped in when you needed him most. Despite what you are or what you may have done, he loves you and I. You can open your Bible, or you can also get on your digital devices and text in Romans 5 and 8. And then go on down to John, 1 John 4 and 7 through 11. We know that Jesus will never leave you and I, nor will he forsake you. That's coming out of the law of John 14 and 18. Then Hebrews 13 and 5. Others may not think much of you or invite you to spend time with them. But Jesus does. In the law of Matthew 11 and 28, others may not like the way you look, because people pick and choose who they love, who they encounter, their personal everyday encounters with, whom they call on the phone, in the social media, they're particular, and they pinpoint who they want to talk with. And if they don't want to talk with you, then they won't talk with you. They won't socialize with you. But Jesus looks at our heart in the law of 1 Samuel 16 and 7, and then 24 and 38. Others may think that you're a bother because you're old and you're in the way, so it seems. But he will love you to the end. You can go into the law of Romans 8 and 35 through 39. Jesus loved you in spite of all the conditions that causes others to turn away. He wants you to change. He wants you to be like him. But he loves you as you are and will never abandon you. You are family. You will never, ever be alone. We know that Jesus shares your worries and your cares. You'll never be left all alone. For he stands beside you to comfort and guide you. He's always looked out for his own. But if you know Jesus, then you know you are never really alone. Even in your darkest hour, Jesus is with you. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. We know that the writer of Psalm 66 cried out to God in verse 10 through 14. Then later he praised the Lord for his help, saying, "Certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer." That's in verse 19. When we pray, you and I, we know that the Lord hears our words and he knows our heart. Truly, you and I, we can say with the psalmist, "Blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me." Verse 20. I want you to be encouraged on today to know that yours and mine and our prayers becomes an avenue to a deeper relationship with him. At all times, even in our hour of deeper needs, he attends to our words. My Savior hears me when I pray. Upon his word, I come to rest. In his own time, in his own way, I know he'll give me what is best. We always have God's attention. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, God. You are an awesome God. And we can sing the hymn of leaning on the everlasting arms. We know when you can't lean on Tyrone, when you can't lean on your mother and your father, can't lean on your siblings, can't lean on your best friends, you can't lean on your people at your job, you can't lean on your children, you can lean on the everlasting arms of Jesus Christ. We know that those words echo the truth in the final blessings of Moses. There is no one like the God of Jehoshaphat, who rides the heavens to help you in his excellency on the clouds. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. That scripture reading is coming out of the law once again, Deuteronomy 33 and 26 through 27. What a gift we have in our own arms and hands. They can swing a hammer, hold a child, help a friend. But while our strength is limited, God's boundless power on our behalf, hallelujah, is expressed in might and gentle care. Behold, the Lord's hands is not shortened that it cannot save. In the law of Isaiah 59 and 1, he will gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom. That scripture reading is coming out of Isaiah 40 and 11. whatever challenges or opportunity we face, there is security and peace in his everlasting arms. We know that the Heavenly Father's arms never tire of holding his children. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Father God. I want you to know, in spite of our Heavenly Father being invisible, because that's our theme on tonight, I'm invisible. We know that the scripture tells us the Lord gives power to the weak. That scripture reading once again, coming out of the law of Isaiah 40 and 29. Hallelujah, Jesus. Then we can go right on back again to Deuteronomy 33 and 27. And it reads, the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Hallelujah. And I know you might have thought this in your own mindset, that life is like a wild goose chasing without the goose. It can feel like a search for something that always elusive. We know that in the midst of the search, however, a book as trustworthy as the Bible assures you and I and us that the creator of the universe cares so much for you and I that he came seeking after each and every one of us. In a world of loneliness and despair and rejection, we know that the Bible offers hope and encouragement in the words given to a blind beggar named Bartimaeus. Cheer up, he's calling you. In the law of Mark 10 and 49, the Creator cares for you and I. With that awesome truth in mind, consider the words of one of the astronauts, Guy Gardner, who said this about what he learned when he saw the marvel of the created universe in outer space. It's very hard to think this must have happened by chance. You realize at the same time that this planet, and to me that makes life all the more special, because that tells you and I that instead of me being something that just came along in the course of time to live and die, instead a meaningless existence, I have someone who cares for me, who has made me and cares about me. Someone I can go to with my troubles and my cares and my joys. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we may ponder, does the Creator cares? And what if it's true? If the Creator really does care for us and is seeking us, then everything now depends on you and I, our willingness to trust him. If Jesus is God in the flesh, then apart from him, we will never know real joy, real meaning, or real peace in our lives. We know that he is our creator, and he seeks a personal relationship with you and I and us. I want to ask you on this morning, have you responded to his sacrificial love with faith and acceptance? His invitation to everlasting life, forgiveness, and peace. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We know that he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 3:16 through 18. And I want to say in the closing, if you have any needs or prepositions, you can call in at the conclusion of this program, and I will pray for you and with you, that God will open up a way a way of escape, because we know that God's word says that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So all you got to do is trust in Jesus. I always say we got to trust God when we cannot trace him, because we know that God is just as close as our vocal cords. So at the conclusion of this program, you're welcome to call in those numbers. And that number is 213. No, that's not right. That's not right. I should know my number by now. But just look online. It should have a number where you can call into the program. And you can call in and speak with your host, and that's me. And I will be so delighted to pray for you and with you, because we know that God is a prayer answering God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so we're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to the hymns of Zion. I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Block Talk Radio. This program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondents, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Sward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. I web address www.janicewardministries.org. You can also catch up with Overseer Ward on Twitter and on Facebook. So now we're going to change the dynamics of this program, turning you over to Hymns of Zion to encourage your heart and uplift your spirit. Till we meet across these skyways and airways, you're encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at the wheel, for he is people friendly. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
They call it the good life, but at the end of the day, a man's all I am. Just like you, I got need. Oh, and I get frustrated. I get hurt today. Well, because I got a name, happiness mistaken for fame. And it gets old and it's gone. Make sure somebody loves you, no matter if nobody's there. If you're alone in the spotlight, make sure somebody cares for you. Always be there for you. It's no fun alone. Big toys in private planes. It's like the world's in your hands. But while on the road, sometimes you just want to go home. The darkest sun is big. I get weak like you do. And my body can get tired too, yeah, yeah. And although I'm living the dream, I'm a man, not a machine. And I need you to know. Even having dreams.
If you gotta celebrate it all alone, guess I had to come here, yeah. I know where I'm from, but now I'm headed where I'm going, right? But there are powers in the air, you can see them. And they have rockets and machine guns. And they're firing on my plane. But I say fire! Trying to take water to a dry place. Trying to take hope where it ain't nice. Trying to take love to a high place. Wanna make the shooter put the gun down. So a mother gets to hold his gun now. Wanna make the lame man run again. Make the blind man see the snicket. But all I hear is pain, pain, death, yeah. I don't think the pops really broke that. Reason that my neck always in my back. And the gun's out, but I see fire. The destination of this rocket is to outer space. Guess I have to go there. Guess I have to come here, yeah. I'm from the earth, but I've been taken to another place. And there are powers even there, but you can see them. They have lasers and green guns, and the firing on my brain. But I say fire.
To see people with their I'm amazed by all your strength, I am. And I'm grateful you come through, yeah. So I take this time to stop a moment and show my gratitude for you. I'm alive and happy.
I see what you're doing and I see what you're.
Many mighty ships are sinking. Many stars are falling down. And I count it as a blessing that you hold me up now. Oh, I can tell that you've been praying. My whole life has turned around. Yeah, yeah, and I can't go without saying that I thank God for you all now. It's for you,
I'm lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, and yeah, I see what you go through. I'm lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful, beautiful. I put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love.
Yeah.
They see you when they want to make you who they want you to be. I know that life is trying to get you. I know that life is calling out to you by your name. Don't listen, just keep running. Don't you stop for nothing, just keep kicking. Remember where you came from, don't forget what you already know. What you got is amazing. Hold it, don't you let it go. You hold the light, you hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a lot. You bring a lot and it's Saturday. They can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing, no. It's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I rock for you, yeah. I won't take you, I won't let them. Take care, I'll be your protector. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you. I'll fight for you. Fighting cause I refuse to lose you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight, you know I'm ready. I'll fight for you. Situations will approach you. And opportunities to fade, shade, and downgrade will provoke you. And those you trust will start to turn to. So never pay too much attention to the things they say they won't do. And you gotta be persistent. And believe me, you ain't see much. It's just the beginning. No walking, slow to speaking, but we quick to listen. Be mindful, you be vigilant. And pay attention. Because you hold the light. You hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a lot. You bring a lot and it's shining and they can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing, no. It's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I rock for you, hey. I won't let them take you, I won't let them. I'll take you, I'll be your protector. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I'd rather fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you. Fighting cause I refuse to lose you. I'll fight, you know I'm ready. I'll fight for you. No need to worry about them, let me down. You can count them instinct the moment you let me round. I torched them. Scream shouted and forced it to move off that groove and made on the porch of your heart. I knew from the start it was gonna be war. Rounds we fighting for. The thought of you free from danger. Hurt, fear, depression, and anger. Confusion, rage, and pain galore. Got me out here with my tools up. Fighting but what I could use up. Lyrics on tracks with music. Yeah, the pain came and the rain fell down, but I maintained through the skirmish. Cause I love you. And you're worth it. Yeah, you could be anything to them, but to me, you're perfect. I fight for you, I'm right for you, I'm here on purpose.
And you know I fight for you, I'll fight for you, I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you. I'll fight for you, fighting cause I refuse to lose you. Fight for you, I'll fight, you know I'm ready, girl. I'll fight for you. I won't let them take you, I won't let them fight for you. I won't let them take you, I'll be your protection. Fight for you. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I'd rather fight for you.
Got my walking shoes on. I can't tell you where I'm going, but I'm walking down this lonely road. But at least I see
and I'ma be okay. It's not always about knowing why. Sometimes it's all about knowing what, and that's enough to keep you walking every day. Yeah, I believe. But it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet. But I'ma beat it halfway. If I keep on walking, if I keep on walking, yeah, I know it when I see you walking, when I see you walking, no. Always waiting for something to find you. But if it don't come, what are you gonna do? And that's why I'm walking, gotta keep on walking, no. Walking shoes, hey. I tell you when you got a made up mind. Even the winter feels like summertime, In the night you see the light of day. Cause I've been blind for way too long and you can't take my light away. Even though all my times are half the time, I get unsure and hope for brighter days. I never let it slow my pace, so knowing failure ain't an option. I've been promised and I'm on my way up. Said I believe. But it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet. But I'ma beat it halfway. If I keep on walking, if I keep on walking now. Yeah, I know it when I see it walking. When I see it walking on, yeah. Always waiting for something good to find you. But if it don't come, what are you gonna do? And that's why I'm walking. Gotta keep it walking on. Walking shoes.
Step one, step two, step three.
Walking shoes.
Thy words the light unto my path, a lamp unto my feet. These shoes, my shoes.
Walking shoes.
Walking to the promise. Walking to a better land.
Said I believe, but it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet, but I'ma beat it halfway. If I keep on walking, if I keep on walking, yeah, I know it when I see it walking, when I see it walking on.
Make him the dead rise, live consciousness. Don't blink, keep watching. watching this. He's always been there. Yeah, my God's in this. Sing the skeptics in the optimistic glass. Turning all the haters into positive bags. Behold, I knew a new thing. And great I am is the true thing. Blood Christ red is the new flag. And good is the new bad. So in that case, you bad. And man, that boy too bad. And he's putting in work, I'm telling you. Everyone trying to make it into heaven. Yeah.
Cause everybody wanna go. Everybody wanna go, yeah, yeah. Anybody wanna go,
yeah.
Everybody tryna make it into heaven, into heaven, yeah. Get into heaven,
have mercy, God. This life ain't mine, it's yours. Please have mercy, Lord. These lights on ours, they're yours. Please have mercy, Lord. Sometimes looking at him, can't tell. He wandering with his life, seems like a bad tale. But he knows best. I give him mine, maybe you took it. Never mind, I gave him mine, that's enough. I got with him, knuckle up. I'm coming in, I've been knocking, but no one answered, so I walked in. Dub, I'm moving in, I got your robe on, roaming, and about to change the game. I'm telling you, everyone trying to make it into heaven. Oh,
everybody wanna go, yeah, yeah. Everybody wanna go, yeah, yeah. Anybody wanna go, yeah. Everybody trying to make it.
This life ain't mine, it's yours. Peace, have mercy, Lord. These lives on ours, they're yours. Peace, have mercy, Lord.
Everybody wanna go, yeah, yeah. Everybody wanna go, yeah, yeah. Anybody wanna go, yeah. Everybody tryna make it.
Can count on is yourself, little girl, little lady.
I see the sparkle in your eyes. I can't wait to see you fly, little lady. Life is but a dream right now,
little lady.
And then the years go by, 10 turns to 15, and before you know you're 25. Your heart's been broken and you're terrified.
Little lady,
gently down the stream.
Miss Sadie,
merrily, merrily, merrily.
Little lady,
life is but a dream.
Miss Sadie, little lady,
ooh, just a little girl.
Miss Sadie,
grown up in the cold, cold
little
world.
Little lady,
when nothing's what it is. Lies, deception, and false truths are the substitutes of what used to be your lullabies. Can't distinguish the laughter from the cries. Bags under your eyes, so you use makeup to cover up what you cannot hide. Then you have daughters, and then they have sons who have daughters, and those are the ones who have the opportunity to break the curses that make their mothers buy purses with letters on them to show that they're not worth less. We get it. We dropped the ball like a million times, ladies. I admit it. The blame's on man, no need to split the difference. But God's raising up men who really get it. We got the same haircuts, the same clothes, but trust me, baby girl, something's different. It's accepting that we're not in control. Giving our life to the one who is, he wipes our noses and subdue our fears. Honestly, that's all it really is. In our youth, we had hopes too, but some heroes never ever appear. Gently down the stream,
Miss Sadie,
merrily, merrily, merrily.
Little lady,
life is but a dream.
Miss Sadie. Little lady,
oh, just a little girl,
Miss Faith,
grown up in the cold, cold
little
world.
Little lady,
well, nothing's what it seems.
Miss Faith, sit down, count snow drops falling on you. All you can count on is yourself, little girl, little lady.
Gently down the stream,
Miss Lady,
merrily, merrily, merrily.
Little lady,
life
life is but a dream. Royalty, royalty. I was in a chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. No sane people wanting to believe in something. Looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Whooping sheets, clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. The power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priests. That you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous. Do you know who you are? Royalty, yeah. Once we were the people, now we are the people. Do you know who you are? Royalty, yeah. Would you let them call you those things if you knew you were a queen? And my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper if you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a queen? Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you. But they don't really tell us what we do need to know. So first Peter 2 and 6, a flesh of the show. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Say that you've been called out of the dark, into the marvelous. Do you know who you are? Johnny McDonough, and they fell in love, but had no idea what love really was. But they tried their best to make each other smile. But while learning themselves, they would have a child. But with no time to think, the
little time to prepare. It got tough to provide for him and give him love and care. How do I win and where are questions they both often ask God. Life is full of twist. Life is full of twirls. It's worlds. It's the way of the world. It flips you upside down when you're young, when you're old. It just spins out of control. Whoa. Spins out of control. So hold on, because you never know. Johnny and Donna slowly recognize that for the baby's future they plan two different lives. Donna wanted a family. She wanted to do it right. Make Johnny's house a home. She wanted to be a wife. But Johnny was a dreamer. And he had to move around. Yeah, he'd be there for his child, but wouldn't settle down. How do I win and where are questions people often ask God? Thanks for love twist. Like this full of twirls is the way of the world. It's whirlwinds and girlfriends, toys and boyfriend, friends and Frenchmen, war, peace and peace, and gentlemen, ladies, on David Shady's milkshakes and peace rings, flex and bleach stains. Don't forget what's been these things. Whether you're Johnny or Donna, or neither of the two, just try to make the best of what's given to you.
Looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing. Yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctors, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the Word. But everybody seems to be quoting Scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits because they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard some people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe, yeah. I believe, yeah. So
I'll choose to look on the brighter side. In spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by, no, it ain't perfect, but that's alright, cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments, so much I don't understand, so much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging, but no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our you. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, man. I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please, I believe, yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe, taking care of me, yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. I believe.
For a minute of three, I wanna tell you a little bit about me before we go any further in this CD. Now I like my trance and I like my blues, both hip hop and R&B, just the name of you. But it don't mean nothing if it can't carry you through. Only the
I'm living. more.